This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome to Man Talk Radio. I'm Roy Jones, the white guy.
And I'm Will Hardy, the black guy.
Well, we appreciate you joining us today for our program. We're excited to have a gentleman join us by the name of Mark, and we'll have to leave it at first name only because of his identity. But we're excited to chat with Mark about some of the work he's doing in country and out of country related to sex slavery and children. And also, but the program and the topic matter tonight, Will, today is that we're going to talk about moving from sexual impurity to sex slavery and how those correlate to each other.
And, you know, for you men out there and for the wives who might be listening with the men, you know, this is a very sensitive subject matter that we're going to be talking about, but it's one that's needed and pertinent in our society because we are faced with this evil is basically what it is.
Exactly.
And you know, we are bombarded with it from all sides, you know, radio, TV, magazine, internet. So it's all of this compacted into our lives, which calls us, you know, to think differently if we allow our minds to drift.
Well, that's exactly right, Will. Let's go ahead and get Mark on the line with us. So, Mark,
all right.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Mark.
Hey, Roy, Will, thank you so much for having me. I'm blessed to be here today.
We had the honor of hearing Mark's story last year at one of our men's gatherings that we typically do on Friday morning. The first and third Fridays, once we get those started back here real soon. And for listeners, as you listen to Mark's story and to our dialogue going back and forth through this, know that we will be having a fundraiser to help Mark's group out here in a few months, and we'll give you a few more details about that. But as the summer progresses, but Mark, why don't we just open up and just a little bit of background about the work that you do? I know you can't be too disclosing of your information, but why don't you just talk to us a little bit about the work that you currently are doing offshore?
Okay, sure. So. God has put together a great team, and I always marvel at my teammates and their not just their capacity physically and their tactical capabilities, but really a strong spiritual team, too, which is so needed in the type of work we do. But our organization specializes in taking retired law enforcement, special forces, and intelligence community and putting them in place into really focusing on the international traffic routes to our country. And we do this free of charge. And so we go to those countries, work at the highest levels that we can with those countries, and establish an effort to destroy, man, if I can just use that word, you know, to destroy the trafficking problem in their country, because that's our goal. And, you know, in that we are able to rescue victims. But justice is a big part of it. We want justice to be brought because, you know, I might say this again in the show, you cannot rescue your way out of this problem when it comes to sex trafficking. And so, you know, we have to put away the perpetrators and see that they're arrested. So that's what we do.
What was, Mark, what was your motivation? What was it that you saw or heard or read about or seen that pointed your focus in this area that, you know, you wanted to get involved and you know, let God's will be done?
You know, the God story behind this is that it is His story. He sovereignly really worked through my wife's prayers and then my heart to say, to whom much is given, much is required. And that really propelled me into a place into the Middle East, working against ISIS and working to extract children from them and from that war zone. And in seeing what ISIS was doing with sex slavery and with children, it really opened my eyes to the greater problem around the world, which, you know, we'd read about it, we heard about it. It's a $150 billion industry, mm-hmm. you know, the trafficking of victims, $150 billion. Mm. And that is such a large crisis to face that the Lord began to open doors, not just in my heart, but the hearts of those around me to come together and say, hey, let's do something about this. What can we do? And there are definitely things that, Will, I'd say I saw against ISIS that were just, I saw children whose organs had been removed. I saw children whose, you know, body parts had been removed. They had been extremely abused by ISIS cells and, you know, and just had to do something. And the Lord really called me to it, said, you know, this is what I want you to do. And I feel very strong in that calling because of the way he answered a prayer of my wife. My wife had prayed that God would send help for those who were abused or that the abusers would become sick. And when that came to fruition, when I came to her and said, this is what I want to do, she said, I just never knew you would be an answer to that prayer. And I've shared that story with you men in another setting. But really, God called me and I just tried to willingly obey, you know.
Well, Mark, let's if I can simplify a piece of this, it's about supply and demand, is it not? So if there was no demand for this, then there would be no activity, right? Children wouldn't be getting put into sex slavery if there was no demand. If we had a perfect world and there was no demand.
Right.
So
I mean, the number one consumer, as you're heading that direction, I think you're going to talk about pornography, right?
That's what we're getting ready leading to, yep.
Man, the number one consumer of child pornography is America.
Mm. Of child pornography, not just
pornography. Child pornography.
Yeah.
Legal exploitation of children. The number one consumer in the world is America.
That is really sad. And we're supposed to be the nation that's founded on principles of the Bible under God. That is really, I mean, listen, folks. Mark, say that one more time because I want the listener, if you are listening and you're struggling with any of this addiction, I want you to listen to what you're fueling downstream.
And it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter if you are involved in pornography of any sense. But specifically, we're talking about the child pornography. So, listener, if you're listening and you have these urges for pornography, it could very well lead you down.
Manifest itself into another level.
And lead you down this road.
Well, and that's where I was headed with this. Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with sexual impurity, as we opened up, right? Mm-hmm. Sexual impurity leads to slavery, i.e. sex slavery, child slavery, all these things that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mark, you've got the benefit of having quite a bit of exposure spiritually and theology basis of watching this develop over time, and then of course being a man of action that God put you into this place. If you could sum it up, and or maybe just we start walking through the steps, what role does pornography play in this end game of child pornography, i.e. slavery?
Well, you know, what happens on an individual level is a man will, you know, begin to look at things he shouldn't look at, okay? Mm-hmm. Believer, non-believer, they steer that conscience to a level that they, you know, begin to look at something that they shouldn't look at, lust after it. And in their mind, they make excuses sometimes that say, well, that person wants that, or they're getting paid for that, or this is, I'm just a spectator in it. But the reality is that what they may not understand outside of America, and even in America, that girls who are being sexually exploited have reported that 63% of the victims reported that pornography was being made of them while they were being sold for sex. So in the pornography industry, over half of those participating in it are participating in it, and maybe against their will, they've been manipulated, but a large portion of those are victims who are being videoed in this way. And so when a man watches that and they think they're just a spectator, they don't understand they're involved in potentially a crime.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and there's a large case right now against one of the largest pornography websites out there right now. And there's a petition that you can sign at traffickinghub.com, Trafficking Hub, because what they found out, this is an American pornography site, they found out there were girls underage who were actually being raped, and those videos were being posted, and the organization knew about it, didn't care, continued to throw it up in front of their viewers and sell the video. And so pornography is it's tied so directly to not just exploitation, but sex trafficking because of that.
So, Mark, share with us, I know of a story that you had shared and of the link out of country, and I believe it was somewhere in the southern area, that someone had sold, a couple had sold their daughter to one of these people, and then it linked back to a person in state. Is that okay to share that piece?
I mean, we shared this on another show, and we talk about this case a lot because it is so, it's just not one. It's, this is one of so many just like it, okay? Just like it. In fact, if I go to a nearby island outside of this country, they've got over 1,000 cases very, very similar to this. And here's what the case is. The case is that there is an American usually behind it because we are the consumer and we have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And this American is, or, you know, has found a website where he is, you know, observing pornography, and what used to please him no longer does. So now he's looking at younger and younger and younger and more perverse, and we, you know, we can talk about that. That's what happens. It's a fast dive, you know, from types of pornography to harder and harder pornography. And so an American begins to view underage children, and these are real children. And then what will happen is the buyer, he knows you're viewing. He knows from login information, IP information, all that. So then he will solicit you and say, hey, what would you, you know, would you like something else? Pay me for it. I'll make sure it happens. And so then this American or this, you know, businessman, whatever in America, he says, yeah, I would like to see more videos. I would like to have pictures made specifically just like this for me. And sometime that runs through, you know, another country like a European country down into a third world country. And then what they're doing is they're having someone on the ground abuse these children, take the pictures. He collects it. He loads it up, you know, and then it's served over to, you know, the American. And so this, you know, evil food chain is in place. And you know, the end result sometimes of all that is now this American wants to go to that country and get those kids, you know.
So hold that thought right there, Mark, because, and then folks, if you didn't hear, hope you were able to hear what he just said, that sometimes the person, the buyer of the images now wants to go pick up and purchase the child, and we'll come back to that here in just a moment. So Mark, we are so blessed and thankful to have you join us, because I think this is going to wake up a lot of people right now. So we'll be back here in just a moment.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Welcome back to the show. And Mark, let's pick back up there right before break. We're talking about this manifesting, not just from a visual, but actually going to purchase, I guess is the right term, right? To purchase this child to bring them back stateside for their own abuse. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah. Yeah. So what often occurs is if this is realized that these children are not far away, whether that's Central America, South America, Caribbean, then Europeans and Americans alike will most often make arrangements to fly to that country. And then if the family or the owner of that those children is willingly, you know, selling pictures of the child. Trust me, they'll also sell the child directly for that person to come on their vacation and do this. This happens all the time, fellas. It happens every day, all the time in countries that we as Americans tend to go to on vacation. And I don't want to get in details, but just not far from our shore, you know. And this occurs quite a bit, you know. We suspect it, obviously, of our politicians, right? You've heard that, right?
Right.
Well, yeah, trust me, it's happening, you know, at every level.
What is, Mark, what is the age range that we're talking about with respect to these children? How, you know, that's sold or involved in this?
Yeah, the particular case that Roy was mentioning there was actually a 5-year-old and a 18-month-old.
Oh, my.
And in my 18-month-old?
Yeah, and in our experience, you know, we've rescued, you know, infants. You know, average age and is about 9 years old. You know, you see a lot of 12 and 13, but, you know, probably average about 9, at least in my experience internationally in the different countries I've worked in.
Mark, is this both sexes?
Yeah. You know, it's mostly girls, but it is definitely there's both. You know, we've encountered both.
And, you know, when we were talking about earlier how we start off with that sexual perversion, James chapter 1 and verses 14 and 15 says, every man sins when he is drawn away by his own lusts and enticed. So he's enticed by his lusts. And then when that lust is conceived, it brings forth sin. And then sin, when it's finished, it brings forth death. So you have this lust seed that's planted. But what we do is we start to entertain these things, these thoughts that are given to us from the spiritual realm. We entertain these thoughts in our mind, and then we receive these thoughts as our own. Because no thought that we think about is really our own. It's all from the it's driven from the spiritual realm, and we know why, because of Ephesians 6:12. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, wickedness in high places. These are the things that are bombarding us every day. So when we open up our eye gates and ear gates to these channels, then what happens is we continue to think about it. And then that seed begins to get planted. It begins to get watered, and all of a sudden it sprouts.
Yeah. You know, Will, one thing you're saying there about it being a seed and it sprouting, for your listeners, if there is a man out there now who thinks, oh, I would never do that. Mm-hmm. I just look at a couple of things on Instagram or Facebook, or I just look at, you know, every occasion here or there, this light, you know, pornography. Listen, man, if that's somebody out there listening right now, every single individual that we've ever, you know, arrested as a perpetrator or otherwise, trust me, they didn't get up one morning and thought that they were going to do what they're doing. You know, the heart is deceitfully wicked, and all of us, you said, every man is enticed.
That's right.
You know? Every man.
Every man.
Yeah,
every man.
We have, you know, listeners and us included, everybody has to realize that you can't dabble with this, because when lust, man, when it is conceived and it starts going forward, boy, it will take you to places you never thought you would go.
And the human mind can rationalize anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where Satan has a playground, right?
Exactly.
He can say, look, you know, your wife's not paying any attention to you. It's okay to look at this. It's okay to go over here just this once. Well, the once becomes two times become a dozen. And the next thing you know, you've done it multiple times, and that no longer works. Mm-hmm. That first step that Mark's referring to here no longer works. So then what happens? Then you've got to ramp up the play, right? So if it was the small looking just at a normal picture, that no longer works. So then you ramp up, then it goes to more to a video line. Then it goes to a violent video line. And then it goes to, well, the videos no longer work. So now I've got to go and physically engage in order to get to that next level.
You know, Roy, when you were talking about that, it reminded me of an individual who I counseled many years ago, and it actually didn't start with his wife neglecting him. It actually started with him from like a Sears catalog watching women in bikinis and bathing suits.
Yep, yep, I've heard that.
So so this is where it started. And so he looked at this and he'd say, you know, I can have this. What can I do to have this? If I can't have it physically, then I have to have it mentally. And so that's when they start drifting off and they start taking those ladders that you mentioned.
Right. Now, Mark, does the average American, are they even aware of this, I guess, at this level? I mean, I'm sitting here thinking with the ministry work that we're involved in, until you came and talked to us last year,
mm-hmm.
I don't believe I was as aware as I am today because of your conversation with us, which is, and I think about, go ahead and answer that question, Mark, and then we'll talk some more about that.
I don't think we are. I think most Americans are. They think they're informed, but they really aren't. And they don't understand a lot of things. They don't understand the pornography industry, that it's a $90 billion industry according to Thorne itself. I mean, $90 billion in this country is being spent on pornography.
That's just in the U.S.
Yeah, and then on top of that, Americans don't understand the orphan crisis, the hunger crisis, around the globe. And I've said this before, and I continue to say that when the demand for child pornography meets the orphan crisis, those two things, end up in creating an environment where kids are trafficked, because as an orphan, is taken under bondage by somebody else and used in any way that they want to. Or the hunger crisis, they're so hungry and desperate, they're selling mm-hmm. their own children, mm-hmm. And we're starting to see that in the States. This particular crisis right now that we've created in our country, we're creating an environment that there are single moms out there who, not too far from where I live, actually, a mom in the last couple of months was arrested. She was selling her 2-year-old daughter, And so we're seeing those cases increase here in the States, because when people are hungry or when people are desperate, they will do these type of things. They'll sell other people, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mark. I'll come back to it here in a sec. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think what Americans can do to understand is, I'm glad they're listening to your show. They need to tap in and read more. And really, honestly, truly, they need to travel. They need to get outside of this country and service and do something in another land and realize, oh my goodness, these children they're being exploited in every way.
Right.
And I think this is one reason why mission work is so important, for the local assembly and churches at large that's in America, that young people get out and really get a taste of reality. Because when you're in the country and you can go to the store or turn a faucet on and get some clean water, and you don't have to walk 2 miles with a pot and put it on your head or whatever to a well to get some clean water, then, you really can't fully grasp the impact and the responsibility that we should have in educating ourselves in this way so that we could have an impact on this enterprise, because that's what it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just sitting here listening to this, and it's going over my mind. And we're so wound up in so many special interest topics in the U.S., and we know there is from A to Z. It doesn't matter what it is, from A to Z. And it comes back, if we do not stand up against wrong, then we make it right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what Mark has shared here is that, we've got a $90 billion industry just in the U.S. for pornography. What part about that is right? What part about that is right? Mm-hmm. I mean, morally, it's wrong on every facet.
Mm-hmm.
And, then you roll back the fact that there's no control on cell phones for 90% of the children that are running around out here with smartphones. And we're just we're creating monsters and more issues for the future women of these young men, the future wives, and I think it's going to be such a violence that's going to emerge over the next 10 or 15 years, sexual violence.
Mm-hmm.
That's because of all this stuff that we're deep rooting now in these young men and children, for pardon the young men expression. I'm talking about, to Mark's point, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 year olds that are being exploited. Well, they're also being exposed to this stuff. So, Mark, how can our listeners get involved? How can they become more educated? Because we got a couple more minutes, but I want you to kind of point. You pointed them to this one one website, I think, a little bit ago that you'd mentioned. That they could look at and certainly register. I think it's Trafficking Hub. And what else can they do to make a difference, Mark?
You know, as a family, they have to sit down and talk to their children. And Roy, you brought up a really important point about the phone and the misuse of it. That is the primary place that boys are being introduced to porn. And, you know, parents have got to be responsible and take control of those devices.
That's really good, Mark. So that's traffickinghubs.com, Mark. Is that right? Traffickinghub.com. And hey, listen, what Mark just mentioned about taking control, XXX is a monitoring service that parents, you can put on your children's phone, and I even encourage spouses to do it for each other, and also Covenant Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But those are two great softwares that will help keep each other in check. Hey, and it takes another tool away from Satan, and you're growing your children for the future. Hey, join us next week. Mark's going to come back for part two of this conversation.
Yeah, we want to definitely continue this, so you keep listening, folks. We'll see you next time.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.